Okay, so here we go.
All right.
I'm sitting here with Valerie from Anti-Queens from Toronto.
Hello.
Canada. Thank you for your time. And we got three parts of the interview.
Okay.
Some questions, a game, something like a game.
Okay.
And a challenge.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm okay. Ready.
Thanks. When did you arrive here in Germany?
We arrived last Tuesday. Last Tuesday we flew in, and we've been here, and we've been touring around the country.
How many days?
We have 9 dates. We're on day 6. We're almost at the end
of it.
Very short tour, but we wanted to get in while we could.
Yeah. Any off days?
Just one, 2 days ago in Hamburg.
Not the worst place to have an off day.
Very cool. We rode scooters around the city, and I went and saw the church that was burnt and bombed, and they're
Michael.
Nikolai. Nicole. I think
it's called Mikkel.
Mikkel. Gotcha. Yeah, it was. I'm a fan of the old historic cathedrals, so I like seeing that stuff if I have time to do it.
Yeah. And did you go out in the evening or?
I didn't, but my band members did. They went and checked out a very risque part of town, and they had a lot of fun.
Where did they go?
They went down to the red light district. Party time.
Yes. A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of stupid people.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. But there are some spots where cool places are.
Yeah, I checked out, we were staying in St. Pauli, and there were a lot of really cool bars and restaurants there. Yeah. It was very interesting, I liked it.
And I guess you also played in Hamburg?
We did, we played at Knust.
Knust, okay.
Yeah, it was... Moin?
I'm not sure if I've ever been there.
Okay, it's in St. Pauli. It was a very cool venue. The staff is great. That was our second time playing that venue. We were here in 2019 with the Creepshow, and we played the same venue last time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw you in
last time
in
Fantastic.
Bochum at Matrix.
Yes. Bochum?
Yeah.
Bochum?
Bochum.
Bochum.
My hometown.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
It's a neighbor town just a few minutes away.
Oh, okay. Right on. Mm.
And how did you came through the pandemic so far?
Well, the pandemic was definitely tough. Being a musician that relies on traveling and being around lots of people, it was very difficult to be stuck at home for 2.5 years. But the Anti-Queens, we just decided to write an album. So we wrote about 40 songs, and we've narrowed it down to about 13 or 14, and we've recorded them, and the album's almost done. We've got a few little finishing touches to put on when we get home. And then we'll release it finally early next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What label?
Stomp Records out of Montreal,
again,
Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Same label as last time.
What did you enjoy most here in Germany?
Probably the food and the beer.
Okay.
We like to try the beer in every city we're in, and we like to try and eat the local food. We go to local restaurants, and I had an amazing mozzarella and tomato panini this morning. It was delicious.
And where do you stay? At hotels or at people who arrange the shows?
We stay mostly at hotels, but tonight we're staying at the venue. It has a nice built-in room for us.
And the tour, the plan was okay, because sometimes it's you have to travel 600 kilometers and then 600 or 590 kilometers back.
Yeah, we had a few really long drives on this tour, and today was an easier one. It was only about 4 hours. There's a couple really long drives. We just, like I said, getting into Germany, we just wanted to get here, and we just kind of took what we could get, you know, because every band wants to tour right now, so everything's booked. So our agency did a great job of getting us in and getting us some really good shows. And it's been a lot of fun, regardless of the drives.
Okay, so now we come to part two.
Okay.
We have cards with beginnings of sentences.
Okay.
And you read the sentence, or the beginning, and complete it. And don't think too much about it. And you don't have to do all of them.
Okay.
You do as much as you want. And
you want me to read it and then finish the sentence?
You read it and finish the sentence.
Okay.
And you do as many as you want. And you can skip.
Okay. You want me to start?
Yes.
All right. I came into punk because I naturally rebelled against authority. On tour, I love most playing shows with my band. If I had a time machine, I would travel to, the 80s to see the Runaways play. A free mind is a happy mind. The Ramones are the grandfathers of punk rock. A really good beer you will find in Germany, absolutely. There's hardly anything I would never do. I would never hire a prostitute. But no hate, if you do your own thing, that's just not for me. The weirdest thing a fan did was make me cupcakes that were flavored with cream soda flavored cupcakes. That was the weirdest thing, but it was tasty. My first car was my tour van that I drive at home. I still have it. The worst thing that happened at a show was we blew the power to the stage and we kept playing, but nobody could hear us. I would like to share this stage with Turbo Negro. It is worth fighting for, playing music and keep doing it. When I am down, I play rock and roll. On tour, I hate the most not getting enough sleep. The worst place to wake up after a hangover is someone's apartment who you don't know. The last time I did something for the first time was in 2020 when I had to stay at home for three years straight. If I could change one thing on the world, I would end the war in Ukraine. My eldest friend is Mindy Wingate in Ajax, Ontario. She lives in Calgary now. She's one of my oldest friends. When I take a bath, I listen to jazz. Acoustic punk is okay. If I was a drug, I would be marijuana because I am chill as fuck. Being in the studio is the best and the most fun. In a club, the best place is at the sound booth where you can hear everything perfectly. My friends love when I do my southern accent. It's really funny. My parents wanted me to become someone who was happy with their life, and so I did. The Clash, icons. In school, I rebelled. When I wake up, I pet my dog and I stretch. The name of my first band was Princess Riot. My friends hate when I sing really loud in the car when I'm drunk. When I am back home, I work at my job and I take my dogs for a walk and I hang out with my boyfriend and I play Pokemon Go. On tour, I'm a fucking badass. The first punk rock song I listened to was Rat Fink by The Misfits. I believe in doing things for you and following your heart. Before there was the internet, I'm trying to think back, it's a long time ago. There was playing outside and using your imagination. I hope my kids will... Well, I don't have any kids. But if I were to have kids, I hope they will be happy and follow their dreams. At my funeral, they will listen to The Misfits. Punk rock is everything. I get angry when people put my band's looks over our music. The most hated question in an interview is, so what's it like being in a girl band?
Oh, sorry, that's my next question.
A cliche about Germans is they always sound angry. At the age of 17, I wanted to be like Brody Dow. The Offspring is a band I never got into, but I really like them now. Doing sports is something I have not done in a really, really long time. If I could be a kid again, I would have started playing guitar sooner. I'm still looking for the answer to the question that is, why am I here? If I would be a box champion, my ring walk anthem... Oh, so if I was like a boxer,
yeah.
If I was a boxer or a wrestler, it would be Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. Smile is what men tell me to do a lot. You'll find me on the dance floor when Too Drunk to Fuck by the Dead Kennedys is playing. The most underrated punk band is... Underrated. Can I just say us?
Okay.
Is the Anti-Queens. My favorite food is chicken. My hometown is Ajax, Ontario. And the best place to be there, the lakefront. If I was a drink, I would be a Jack and Coke. I am not good in soccer. The Sex Pistols, there's an overrated punk band, but I still like them, for the record. For one day in the body of someone famous, dead or alive, I choose Freddie Mercury. My current self-advice is my tip.
Your current self advises your 10 years later self.
My 10 years later?
Yes.
Oh, you mean like 10 years ago?
No, later.
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 What would I advise myself 10 years?
Yeah.
Keep drinking water and keep stretching. The best way to fight the right wing is knowledge and being self-informed. Mom and dad have always supported me. Feminism is still relevant and still important. Being drunken is a lot of fun, but hurts the next day. My strength is my willpower. DIY or die.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That was fun.
You made it all.
I did.
Cool.
You get me going. I like to talk.
Yes. And so we go to part three.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the Ramones and you said they are...
The grandfathers of punk rock.
Grandfathers. And I've got a project. It's called Ramoetry.
Okay.
And I collect people reading the lyrics of the Ramones.
Okay.
And I would like you to be part of it.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's an internet page.
Fantastic.
And I've, I think, 106, 107 recordings from bands from all over the world.
Okay.
And here are 30 lyrics, and you can choose one, and then you read it.
Pet Sematary.
You are in good company.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. This is Valerie Knox from the Anti-Queens, and I'm going to read Pet Sematary by the Ramones. Under the arc of a weather-stained boards, ancient goblins and warlords come out of the ground, not making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And the night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. Don't want to live my life again. Follow Victor to the sacred place. This ain't a dream. I can't escape. Molars and fangs, the clicking of bones, spirits moaning among the tombstones. And the night when the moon is bright, someone cries, something ain't right. The moon is full, the air is still, all of a sudden I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh rotting away, skeletons dance, I curse this day. And the night when the cold wolves cry out, listen close, you can hear me shout.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
Fantastic.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. That was so much fun.
I'm looking forward for the show.
Awesome. Me too.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.